The Big Bang. Now, is it biblical?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry opened a large high-tech creation museum and planetarium last year near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, some Christians, Ken, say that the Big Bang theory of the origin of the universe is such an obvious fact that we should accept it in the same way we do the words in the Bible. What's your response?
Well, I remember reading a magazine interview with Dr. Danny Faulkner. Now, he's an astronomy professor at a major American university. And his response to the Big Bang was, quote, "I'm really concerned with people who put that much faith in the Big Bang. As a Christian, my biggest concern is that it doesn't agree at all with the Genesis account of how the world came to be. And my big concern is that when you make that the fingerprint of God, as it were, then when the Big Bang is discarded, what does that do to Christianity?" End of quote. You know, Dr. Faulkner brings out a very important point that all Christians need to take seriously. If a Christian has accepted the Big Bang as fact, and then has used this belief to reinterpret God's word in Genesis, what happens when the Big Bang theory is finally discarded? This means they have to also change their understanding of the Bible. You see, we need to stick with the answers found in Genesis.
If the Big Bang is wrong, here's another question about our universe. Is there life in outer space? Ken Ham and our astronomer, Dr. Jason Lyle, offer answers in two booklets on astronomy and extraterrestrial life. They're available free at AnswersRadio.com.